Thank you, everyone. Welcome you
With my microphone on to tonight's December 9th, 2024 regular city council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation asking for God's blessing on this city and wisdom as our city council makes its decisions tonight. And now, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, welcome everyone, and I'd like to move to citizen input. Is there anyone present tonight who'd like to address the city council? Okay. I'll move to roll call. I see that all members are present. Angel Garza, I believe, is attending remotely. Angel, do you just want to confirm your attendance, please?
Here.
Great, thank you. Let's move to the approval of our agenda tonight.
Approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our consent agenda?
I'll make the motion to approve this consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our first item of current business is the approval of the ordinance to amend the 2024 budget. And Spencer, do you want to inform the public and the council the budget amendment that we have for 2024?
Yes, this is the first of two items I have on the agenda tonight. The first one, or this one here, is the ordinance to amend our 2024 budget. The items included in this are all the items that we've already discussed and approved at the council level anyway, and this ordinance codifies those and makes them completely legit instead of halfway. If you have any questions, I can take those. If you don't, then the motion is to adopt the ordinance amending the 2024 budget amendment.
Any questions, City Council? Okay. Hearing none, then I'd entertain a motion to adopt the 2024 budget amendment.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Now I'd like to go to item 4B, which is approving and adopting an ordinance to adopt the 2025 budget.
Yes, thank you very much. This is the very end of the line as far as our 2025 budget goes. We are we're ready to approve the ordinance tonight that will establish our budget for 2025. With that, we're ready to make the motion.
Any questions, any comments, City Council? I just have a couple. First, I'd like to thank Spencer and the department heads for helping us through this process. And also like to thank the City Council for the excellent job that they do reviewing each one of these individual department budgets. And Spencer makes it easy for us to go through the process and get to this point tonight. Before I entertain the motion to adopt our ordinance, sometimes you have to write things down because there's so much that you accomplish that you forget what you've done. And tonight, council, in this budget, you've approved at Public Works 2, a steel lean-to building. You've approved building a new animal shelter. You've approved hiring a swimming pool consultant, 3 new public works vehicles, 1 police vehicle, $600,000 worth of street work, chip seal, $150,000 in crack sealing to take care of our streets. We're going to be getting a new scoreboard at the baseball fields. We're going to have pickleball courts at Lions Park. Those will be established and set up. 3 picnic shelters at Lions Park, 1 picnic shelter at Tagaris Park. We're going to build a splash park at Kiwanis, along with a new bathroom and trail and lighting at Kiwanis. We have in the budget $600,000 for waterline improvements. We're going to establish, we're going to purchase fire equipment to help establish our new fire department. We have a seasonal code enforcement officer. We have a software system for the city clerk for meetings and public records requests to make it simpler for her to manage those tasks. We also, for the IT systems, software for their department, upgrades and a new phone system that we've been talking. I think you guys have budgeted a new phone system for the last 3 or 4 years, but waiting has helped us because 4 years ago we were going to spend over $100,000, and this next year, I think it's less than $18,000. And finally, which will make a lot of people happy, we're going to pave the alley behind the post office next year. So, something else we're going to do that we're going to finish the Main Street decorative lighting project. So those aren't everything, but when you take all of that together, that is a lot. And I appreciate the council, appreciate the staff for what they've done. And having no more to say, I'd entertain a motion to approve our 2025 budget, ordinance number 1624.
I'll make that motion.
Wait a minute. That is ordinance 1624. Okay.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now we're going to move to item 4C, which is Carla Hampton's petition to adjust the city boundaries. And with us tonight, we have our community development director, Ann Henning. And do you want to discuss this this agenda item with the city council and the public tonight?
Yes, thank you. So when the port property south of Highway 26 was annexed in 2007, the annexation included 45 feet from the center line of Reynolds Road 14th, which was 30 feet of right-of-way plus 15 feet of the Hampton property. So that piece has been in the city because that piece was annexed, that little strip was annexed, the county created it as a separate parcel. And the property owner has asked to have that piece excluded from city limits. So adjusting the city limits basically to the boundaries of 14th Avenue. There is a process in the RCW. I gave you the reference for that. So it really makes no difference to the city as far as I or the mayor or the city attorney could see whether that piece is inside city limits or outside. So the owner has requested that it be outside the city limits. So that's how we've prepared it for your discussion. I have several questions from staff. So I think maybe it was a confusing issue. So please, if it's confusing, please ask me to, and I can explain it further.
Council. No questions? Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Carla's wanted this for a long time, so I'd entertain a motion to adopt this resolution, removing tax parcel resolution 2024-10, removing tax parcel number 2535 from the city limits.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move now to unfinished business tonight. Council, do you have any unfinished business?
What you got, Mark? You got any?
Is there any new business? Item six. Okay. With no further business, we'll move to item seven, which is council receiving the police department November report and the building and planning November report. And having no further business tonight, I'll conclude tonight's meeting. Wait, somebody?
I got a question. Oh. Are we canceling the last meeting?
Okay. I think we are. Tanya, do you want to explain that, please?
So I had originally put the cancellation of this December 23rd meeting on the agenda, but there's a few items that might come to council. So we're thinking about doing a special meeting if the council on the 19th, if the council is, if we have, we need a quorum. And if you guys can't be here physically, we can always do a Zoom meeting. I just thought it was a little too early to cancel, just knowing there's a couple items coming forward still. So if you guys would like to cancel tonight, we can do that. If Mayor, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Okay.
But I'm almost certain we're going to have a special meeting at noon on the 19th, which is a week from this Thursday. We'll remind everybody, we'll post, we'll advertise. So, okay.
If we're going to do that, I think it makes sense to go ahead and cancel it now.
On the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you want to make a motion, Jim?
I'll make a motion to cancel the meeting for the 23rd, December 23rd, 2024.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
I'm taking notes on your
head. Aye. What? Excellent. All right. No further business. I'll conclude tonight at 6:13 p.m.
You know, it's funny. I do that all the time. My wife goes, we're going to do my
school.
Hey, Chief. Hey, Chief. I got a question for you.
Green.